Let's open our Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 14, and let's put our finger there together. Let's go. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Well, we've been talking about being born again of blood covenant. And this is episode number 27. Can you believe it? And in this series, in this scripture, we're talking about what it means to hold fast in blood covenant. This is the fifth and final study of this verse, so be sure to get all of the teachings on this series. I know it'll be a blessing to you. So, here the Apostle Paul says, for we have been made partakers of Christ. The word made means to create. Through the exchange of the elements of blood covenant, to shape, to form, to give substance to. And here we see that we're made to be one in Christ. We've heard of the words Jesus the Christ, in Christ alone. But what does the word Christ really mean? In short, the word Christ means Jesus was the habitation of the Father and the Holy Spirit. In other words, Jesus walked as God in the flesh by the Spirit in blood covenant as one. You see, Jesus was the habitation of the fullness of the Godhead on earth. So when we read Jesus and when we read the word Christ, we have to understand that we have been created in blood covenant to walk in the fullness of the habitation of the Godhead. For we hold the beginning. The word hold is the word arch, where we are put up under in order to draw from the fullness of who God is through the mind, which means beginning, to create that arch, to be a carrier of the Ark of the Covenant of who the habitation of God is. Now, lastly, this word confidence is where we want to put our finger on, because this word confidence means to continue in covenant. Isn't that good? So when we put all of this together, we are made in blood covenant, and let us continue to be established in blood covenant. This word confidence continues to remind us that we are like the bullseye. In the center of the bullseye, we are to aim in that place where we are supported in blood covenant. Our confidence is in what the blood is creating for us, what the blood is creating us to be, How the blood makes us one, but more so how the blood creates what we desire as one. Hold fast. Let that arch be open so that you can continually possess the mind of God, that all things He has supplied through the source of the elements of blood covenant. It has everything to do with time, your position, your agreement with, being joined together as one in blood covenant. Now, I know that we have spent a lot of time on this particular verse, but you see, the elements of blood covenant is our confidence. And because it's our confidence, we daily have to learn to trust in that. I remember that I had to begin to practice this myself. I would pray for a particular situation, which means to create with God. And as I finished my creating, I had to hold fast my position of being one, that arc, and let my confidence be that the blood is working on my behalf. That the life that comes out of the blood is going to cause my desires to be made known. And that the Holy Spirit, the third element, the Spirit of God, is going to take of the Father and give to that what I've created to bear record of the blood. That's why the blood records. And that's why the blood, when it's recorded what is created, it opens the door for life to come out, or what you create to appear. And that's what the Holy Spirit takes of Jesus to make what you decide to create manifest. That's the purpose of life. Blood creates in secret. Life that comes out of the blood, water, manifest in your life what is created, made flesh. So the Holy Spirit takes of the Father to create in secret. Then the Holy Spirit takes of Jesus to make manifest. That's why all things are made by Him. All things are created and framed by Him in life through blood covenant. So back to this word confidence, established and continue in blood covenant. Just like my prayer, my ability to create with God. While I am waiting, I give thanks because the blood is creating on my behalf. And the blood will never lose its power. It is the perfect will of God. 1 John 5:3 things reveal the will of God: blood, water, the Spirit on earth. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. How? Through blood covenant. Thy will be done. How? Through the elements of blood covenant. Isn't that good? So, when we continue in covenant and when we continue just to rest in God's righteousness, in the position that we've freely been given, then the blood of Jesus will keep intact as our blood covenant. Then what the Father creates through blood will keep us in a position to see what we've created be established. But our confidence is in covenant because that's what we need to make stand. Our confidence is sustained in covenant, and that's why blood covenant is the real authority, the real force of a thing. And covenant is not only our confidence, but it gives balance because it's weighed and created in the blood, and it is revealed through life. So we see balance, the work of the Father, the work of Jesus, the work of the Spirit. So everything is weighed, everything is put in position that we can have confidence as we hold fast in the mind, which is the word beginning. We're one in the mind of God to shake the thoughts, to move the thoughts, to create with God in our confidence or blood covenant. I love this word confidence because it means to establish and continue in covenant. And it is also the word foundation of a building. To continue in safe and sound doctrine, to stand unharmed, ready and prepared to have a steadfast mind. I love that because for so long we have heard when you've done all you know to do, just stand. To stand means to continue in blood covenant, to be established in a steadfast mind. A mind that's steadfast doesn't hesitate. A mind that is steadfast or receiving the arch of the elements of blood covenant, holding fast, that's our confidence. It doesn't waver, does it? But it knows how to be held in the position of being one. It's not a place to get into. It's not a place to make your mind up in, but it's simply a position of God's rest and righteousness that you are held together in blood covenant. That's why the word hold means to simply acknowledge that you're one in the mind. And the moment that you do, you will see your senses come alive. You will sense and feel the presence of God upon you. Sense and feel the presence of God in your mind. And as you do, that archway will begin to expand, and the expansion of the elements of blood covenant will cause the habitation of God to cover your eyes, cover your senses, cover your thoughts, cover your ears, cover your smell, cover your mouth. and God's presence will quicken your words. God's presence through blood covenant will cause your eyes to see the answer before it comes, will cause your ears to hear what the Father is saying and creating. That's revelation, that's wisdom, that's understanding, that's counsel, that's might, that's the fear of who He is, the knowledge of who He is. And it's through all of that and more that we can have our confidence to continue in blood covenant. Well, I so enjoyed being with you in the Being Born Again of Blood Covenant episodes. And on this scripture, there is literally a 5-part series, so be sure to get them all. And if you've not yet subscribed to our daily podcast, please do. We know that they are here for you to benefit you in how to walk an overcoming life of victory. Thank you for listening in today. In Jesus' name, steal away in the secret place. Amen.